Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Friends, welcome to this week's podcast, which is going to be a fascinating conversation with a very special young actor, Emily Hahn, who stars in the brand new film, Beautifully Broken. So excited to share this film with you on so many levels. I felt a deep connection to it due to my own travels to Rwanda, which takes center stage in this particular film. As you'll hear from the trailer, this is a refugee's escape, a prisoner's promise, and a daughter's painful secret converging in a true story of hope. As three fathers fight to save their families, their lives become intertwined in an unlikely journey across the globe, where they'll learn the healing power of forgiveness and reconciliation. And let's listen now to the trailer for Beautifully Broken.
No man knows how or when his death will come.
Greeting. You have to get your family out.
I'm gonna get out of the car!
My story would not be complete without two other families who each faced their own struggles.
Say hi to Randy Hartley.
It's nice to meet you, William.
Pleasure to meet you as well, Mr. Hartley.
Daddy has to work. Again?
War is breaking out, and you're hiding behind your woman and your little hut.
You know I have no choice but to join.
For a fact, that isn't ours.
Your husband belongs to us.
Everything okay up there?
I'm just doing my best to provide for them.
The best thing we can provide is you, Randy.
Why did you want to be with me, Misha, and not with us?
That was the only way you could protect us.
Get out of here!
Stop! Get out of here!
This might be your best way out of here.
I could never leave my family.
Father! Andrea, open the door right now!
These words cannot contain the love that I have for you.
Shall I see you again?
It is time to face the truth.
I won't let him take your life.
Next!
I work non-stop just to provide all this.
We are losing her!
Dale.
Take me home!
What is your problem?
Why is my family falling apart?
You must know what happened.
Everyone is broken in some way, Andrea.
Who knows how God will use your pain?
You're beautifully broken.
This was not your fault. It is not who you are.
This came for you.
I think it's time for me to make good on that promise I made to you.
Holding on to the past will only destroy what lays before us.
Now tell us the truth about what happened.
Randy, I love you.
True friends are always there for each other.
We are very sneaky. We love surprises.
Your life is not where you've come from, but what you do with the days before you.
Well, our guest this afternoon on Lisa Hendy and Friends is an amazing talent. I'm so excited, having seen the film that we just introduced you, to introduce you now to this talented actress, Emily Hahn, who was raised on a ranch in Ojai, California, had a pretty typical childhood growing up playing soccer and surfing, and went into audition for a little musical in her community, The Music Man, which resulted in eventually being contacted by an agent. And she successfully nailed her first audition, which was for a role in Toy Story. She's been in all kinds of television shows. She's an incredibly talented songwriter. And now, a decade later, Emily can be seen portraying a starring role in this movie, Beautifully Broken, that we're introducing to you this week. It's opening nationwide in theaters this week and is a portrayal of a real-life character's journey through sexual abuse and finding peace, even in times of great hurt. We welcome now to the show Emily Hahn. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Terrific. You're so accomplished for such a tender age, and I'm just really psyched to talk with you. I guess, first of all, I want to know, I mean, we just read your bio, but were you the kind of little kid who said when you were growing up, I'm going to be an actor when I grow up?
No, actually, I was the complete opposite of the type of person who would say that. I mean, I grew up on a ranch. I was a total ranch girl. I was a complete tomboy. Mud was my makeup. I grew up driving ATVs. I've been bitten by a snake. I played soccer. I surfed. And then I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I would love to try theater just for fun. And acting just kind of fell into my lap. But I honestly had no conception of the industry at all until I was like 7 years old.
Wow. Well, most of us will think back to seven and think, wow, that was like, and when I was that age, I was just learning to tie my shoes. So kudos for jumping into Hollywood at that point. I'm really curious about your involvement with Beautifully Broken. I have to tell you that this is a film that speaks very deeply to my heart. I've actually had the great joy of traveling in Rwanda myself. And I was there a few years back in 2014 on the 20th anniversary of the Rwanda genocide. And it's a topic that still, unfortunately, is too little known in our country. So I'm curious, first of all, how you felt when you were reached out to play this particular role in Beautifully Broken.
Absolutely. Well, I had filmed with a director prior to the film named Lisa Arnold. I had done a film with her called Camp Cool Kids. It's just a family. It's a fun film. It's just about kids going to camp. And then she was brought on to produce this film, Beautifully Broken. And she had me come in and audition for Andrea. And immediately when I read the story, when I read the script, I was in tears because just to see how each character overcomes their obstacles in different ways was so powerful. And I was so overwhelmed by the script. So just to have an audition, I was thankful. And then I went in and I met with Eric Welch, our director, and a few of the other producers. And then I went in again. And then I finally booked it, I think about 3 times later. And I just remember when I got the call that I booked it, just feeling an overwhelming sense of gratitude and excitement to portray such a powerful story and relevant story to so many young people, to so many people in general. And I just remember feeling so much gratitude and just feeling so much inspiration from the stories themselves.
So this is actually a true story based on real families. Did you have the opportunity in your preparation for the role to meet the real Andrea?
I didn't meet Andrea until we cheated South Africa to look like Rwanda. So I'm jealous of you. I still haven't been to Rwanda. I want to go so badly. But we cheated South Africa to look like Rwanda. And right now, Andrea actually lives in Nairobi, Kenya. She worked for a missionary group. And she flew from Nairobi, Kenya to South Africa while we were filming. And that is where I got to meet her. But we had already shot most of the film by then. So I really didn't get to meet her until we shot the last scene of the entire film. And which I mean, I would have loved to meet her before the film started. But I had met her parents. I had met Randy and Darla Hartley like the first day of filming when we were filming in Louisiana. And they gave me their entire story. They totally shared their vision for what they wanted to accomplish with me. And that really helped me to see what direction I wanted to take my portrayal in. Cause they told me about Andrew's story. They told me about their story and they told me about the Mozerwa story, which is one of the families from Africa. And I just remember thinking like, wow, these people are so bold to be comfortable telling their story and just being so inspired by their courage to use their pain to inspire other people. So I hadn't met Andrea, but they did show me like an interview she did I forgot what college it was, but she did do an interview and I got to see that. And that gave me more of a sense of what kind of person she was.
Well, I think all those parts of your childhood, including maybe the snake bite, were integral to playing some of the real transformation that happens here in your character. When we meet her, she's sort of this very young, you know, innocent and honestly very living in a comfortable family. I mean, sort of like an upper middle class family. And, you know, we see her in her school uniform and, you know, she strikes me as just like a classic good girl, just a nice girl and from a great family. And then the terrible, the unthinkable happens. And she has this instance of horrific sexual abuse. And what, you know, had prior been this good girl suddenly just goes through this very dark transformation. And your character has to go from, you know, you as the actress go from, you know, bright eyed bushy tail to dark mascara and dyed hair.
And
you know, playing a character that's probably covering a span of a few years. To say a little bit about how it was to go through the emotional preparation that's required to play such a range of a character.
Definitely. Well, I had never played such a range because I think they told me the range was going to be from about like 11, 12 to about 15, 16. So I'd never played a range like that. But going into it, I was actually I was concerned about that because when you're filming on a set, you can film one scene 1 second and then the scene you film the next second is like completely later in the film. Like there's no chronological order to filming. And so it was very difficult, but I have to say our director, Eric Welch, he set up every scene so that you could get in the headspace to really feel like you were younger or you were older. He created these environments that were just so like emotion evoking. They just really placed you where you needed to be. And he surrounded us with just an energy that we needed to have in order for everybody, for every actor on set, that each actor needed to have to get to the place they needed to go. So I definitely say what he did for us, that was a huge factor in getting to those spaces. And then, I mean, for me, that's definitely the biggest factor. And then having Randy and Darla on set and getting their advice before each scene in Louisiana, that helped so much because I was able to ask them, so at this time, what did you feel? How are you seeing her? And just hearing where their minds were and hearing their visions, that completely helped me to transform for each age range.
Well, one thing that happens in the film, I guess this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but I think it's important to talk about it since I have the opportunity to chat with you. You know, this is the story of Andrea's abuse by there's one particular instance that we witness. And your character makes the decision to hide what's happened to her. She comes home and she's unable to communicate with, you know, parents who are actually very loving and spiritual people. But for whatever reason, she chooses to keep this her secret. And then it plunges her into this just like black hole of brokenness. And that's, you know, the play on the title there is with all the characters, but definitely yours. I felt it so severely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talk a little bit about why, you know, carrying out this role might be a great thing for young women out there, you know, to see a character like this and what happens and what you hope for, you know, young women who will see this in terms of their own dealing with maybe hurts that happen in their life.
For sure. Well, I think, I mean, anything from sexual abuse to being bullied to just feeling unseen at school. I mean, kind of in culture today, we're told people are excluded based on who they are, and we kind of separate into groups, and that's really hurtful. So, however you feel, whatever hurts you, I think the main thing is to realize no matter what somebody does to you, no matter what you've been through, you matter, and you have a purpose, and you can use your pain to help other people because everybody else is going through something. I would just say there's so. I think we're all broken in some way, like I said, from sexual abuse to bullying to just feeling unseen. And the main thing is that, like, you just know that you're worthy. You know you matter. I think definitely with my generation, we don't tell each other that enough. And we tend to isolate ourselves into groups, and we we ostracize people, we exclude people, we don't treat people how they should be treated. So I would just say, you know, look people in the eye, let them know they matter because you matter. I think that's the best thing we could do as young people.
It's absolutely so important. And one thing that really struck me when I was watching it, I'm a mom, so I wanted to say, go talk to your mom. It took the intercession of a friend for Andrea to finally have the confidence to share with her parents what had happened. And by this point, you know, she had just plunged into this situation where they had no idea why, like what happens with this young girl who's like so perfect and beautiful and wonderful and smart is all of a sudden failing her classes and hooking up with a bad guy. And it's like, oh, just talk to your mom. I don't know.
I think that's definitely one thing that everyone should do, you know, find a family member, talk to your parents, because no matter what you've been through, like, you're beautiful. You don't need to be ashamed of what you've been through, and people are going to love you regardless of what's happened to you. I think it's so important to have a good relationship with your parents, or at least a close friend or somebody in your family.
Yeah, find a grown-up that you can share with, whether it's a teacher at school or just a coach or somebody that, you know, that you can take a problem like this to. Because we know in today's society that unfortunately self-harm and unfortunately depression and suicide are such a huge thing for young adults and for teens too. So I think that's a great thing for this movie, that families who see it together with older kids can actually say, you know, if something like this was happening to you, please, you know, come to me. So there's this side story of the Rwandan families here and certainly a dive into healing of relationships. And that's one of the things when I traveled to Rwanda, I was actually able to meet with perpetrators and survivors who are now like, you know, going through these acts of reconciliation. But we don't have to be Rwandan to have kind of hurts in our heart. So say a little bit about what you learned about forgiveness and reconciliation from being part of the film.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't want to spoil the film, but there is one scene between Benjamin Onyango, who plays William. There's a scene between him and a person who is directly related to the death of his mom. And he gets on his knees and he washes her feet. And it is honestly the most beautiful scene. And when I read that in the script, like my whole body shook because I was like, how can you find the space in your heart to forgive somebody who aided in your parents' death? Like I just, that inspired me for sure to look at people who, if they've done something bad to you, just think maybe something bad had gone on in their life and look at them for where they are now and where they could be. Look at the hopeful side of them. Look at their potential. So I think that part of the story, that definitely inspired me the most in terms of forgiveness.
You mentioned that you filmed in South Africa, and I'm just curious about what it was like for you to travel to Africa and how that's impacted kind of your worldview as a young actor.
Oh my goodness. I'd never filmed out of the country before. So going to South Africa was a completely new experience for me. A little bit separate from the film, when you go to South Africa, it's kind of a bizarre experience because the country is very, it's very unequal. Like you'll be driving one second and you'll see so many shanties. And then the next second you'll see a giant mansion and then you'll see a hotel and then you'll go back to driving through shanties. And so seeing that once again, like you have two worlds that are they're so in contact, but they have no conception of each other. It's an insane experience. And I really just, it breaks your heart in a sense because you see people struggling so much and then you see these kind of luxury scenarios where people are living really well. And it definitely gives you a real life perspective of people in poverty, what they go through, why it's so hard to get out of poverty because the people around them aren't helping them. And they're in kind of these disparate situations where there isn't a lot of aid, there isn't a lot of way to get out of their circumstances. So for me personally, that really kind of put a fire under my heart to hopefully eventually do something about that and volunteer. And I would love to go on a missionary trip to South Africa, to anywhere in Africa, and hopefully help with that.
I love, Emily, hearing you say that at such a young age, because I know that those kind of experiences can really be life changing. And interestingly, I thought as you were talking about this, I'm talking to you from my home in Los Angeles, and there are certain parts of the area that you and I live in too that actually, you know, the same could mm-hmm. be said. You drive past, you know, the homeless person who's sitting out front of the
Completely.
Television studio, you know, asking for help. So certainly mm-hmm. those life lessons are important no matter where you live. Well, let's let you get a little break from some of the really, really heady stuff. And let's talk about some fun things for a minute. I know listeners out there want to know kind of how you balance, like, you're a talented actor, but you're also, you know, a young woman. And how you balance your lifestyle? Are you still in school? And how does regular life look for you when you're working?
I go to an amazing school called Oaks Christian, and I have the most amazing teachers. I started going to Oaks in eighth grade, and my teachers have just rallied around me and given me so much support. And so I'm able to balance really tough courses with filming. And when I'm gone, they're able to send my schoolwork with me and help me. We email, we FaceTime, and that balances out really well. And then from the standpoint of just how do you keep kind of a sane life, you know, I surf, I go into nature a lot. Like I said, I'm a ranch girl at heart. Like, mud is still my makeup. I definitely keep a balanced soul just by finding things I love, whether that's going on a hike or just playing with my dogs or surfing. And I live a little bit outside of Los Angeles, so that definitely helps with not ever feeling like things are too pressurized. Like, I can get out into nature really easily. And just being able to breathe fresh air, I think that's actually really important. So definitely my teachers helped me to stay balanced and paying attention to school. I have always loved academics. And I know with a lot of child actors, oftentimes, like, we sacrifice our academics so we can pursue the arts. And the truth is like, you don't have to do that. You can do both. I've been able to do both. And I'll have to leave for approximately 2 or 3 months. And I've been able to balance both. I love math. I love science. I love English. And I've been able to learn so much with school and also so much in the acting industry. So I would say always have a healthy balance between academics and art. Like, I think they enhance each other.
Awesome. I want to leave you with, I only have a couple minutes left with you, so I want to have a chance to talk about your music, because I raised two kids that are musicians, and it's really dear to my heart too. Say a little bit about your songwriting and where people can discover your music online.
Absolutely. Well, I have been writing songs for the past approximately 4 years now, and I haven't released anything yet, but for the film, I actually recently got to do it. I speak Spanish because half of my family is from Argentina, and I really wanted to learn the language. So about 5 years ago, I started learning it. And then for the movie, there's a theme song. It's sung by John Barry, Plum, and Cece Winans. And about a few weeks ago, I went to Nashville to record a Spanish version of the theme song, which is actually going to be released in about a week and a half. And that'll be on all platforms. That'll be on radio. I'm sure it'll be on iTunes. And then there's also a video coming out for that. So that'll be on YouTube, Facebook. And it'll be pretty much everywhere, I guess, for anybody to see it if they want to see it. So that'll be the first time I've actually released a song. And obviously I didn't write it, but it was such a privilege to not only sing it, but sing it in Spanish. So that's what's coming up in the next week and a half. And then I hope to later on release more songs that I've written myself.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear them. Emily, any closing thoughts for our listeners before we let you get on to your next bit of work?
I would just say, you know, to anybody listening, like, we're told by society that our flaws make us ugly and we should hide them and we should try to be perfect. And I would say, like, you know, the things that you feel are broken inside of you, that's what makes you beautiful. And you matter because of the things that have hurt you inside. So use those things, tell, reveal them to other people, because it's how we, our authenticity and our honesty help us connect with others. So that's the main message of the film, and that I just hope that's relayed to other people.
Well, again, friends, our guest has been Emily Hahn. You can find her playing this week in theaters in the amazing movie Beautifully Broken. It's not to be missed. Emily, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your gifts.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Well, wasn't she amazing? What a great conversation. I can't say enough about this movie. I'm just going to say it's really appropriate for anyone probably high school age and up. It does deal with some challenging topics, but they're topics that are real and that need to be talked about in today's world. And so I'll just say, spoiler alert, pack your Kleenex. You're going to need it. Lots of smiles in this movie, but also lots of tears too, and definitely great fodder for conversation. So definitely check out Beautifully Broken, opening nationwide in theaters on August 24th. And as you're listening to this, if you're paying attention to my social media, you'll know that I'm currently over in Australia. As I record it, I'm actually sitting in LA getting ready to go to Australia, and I can't wait for all that I'm going to experience there and to share that experience with you. If you haven't done so far, be sure to follow me on social media at Lisa Hendy, or check out my blog at lisahendy.com, which is a great place to follow not only the podcast, but also things that are happening just in my writing life and other stuff, general musings from me. Hey, we're friends, so you might like those too. So that is it for this week's show. I wish you and yours all the best. If you've got feedback, share it with me on social media at Lisa Hendy. Please leave a review or a rating over at iTunes. And until next time, I wish you and yours all the best. God bless, friends. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.